weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home.
For over 40 years, a distinctive clock sat on the pole outside of Cambridge Station in the middle of a mini-roundabout. It was a present from Olga Hirsch, welcomed as a refugee by the people of Cambridge. She wanted to give something back. But a decade ago, it vanished, and her family want to know what happened to it. And pleased to say, I'm joined by Olga's granddaughter, who is Caroline Lloyd-Evans. Hello, Caroline. Thanks very much for coming in.
Hello, Julian.
So tell me a little bit about your grandmother. I presume you remember her.
I do indeed. I, in fact, lived in the same house as her, and it was on the other side of Cambridge. And they were terribly grateful to Cambridge and England for giving them refuge, and settled in completely. And like all good Cambridge people, they cycled everywhere. And she cycled from the far end of Newnham on the way to Coton, and had to rush at the last minute to try and catch a train.
Oh, don't we all?
There with her. So she used to think, if only I knew whether I need to really speed things up or can slow down a little bit. And had this idea of getting a large clock, very clear. She was terribly precise. I've got all the correspondence from 1967, so it's actually 50 years, not 40 years.
Okay.
Working out exactly what numerals would show most clearly, sans serif, and
that's the documents you were showing me a little earlier, that they go as far as to stating what font it was, because
exactly.
I guess certain fonts are clearer than others, particularly
exactly.
at a distance.
And how tall the pole should be, the size of the clock face, the granite underneath that it looked beautiful, and I rather wish the property developers now would think about things looking lovely. I think so many people have said to me, it's not just your family that missed the clock. It's everybody who's always used the station.
Well, one's tempted to say any clock would be useful.
Any clock.
The pictures of that particular clock on the pole in the centre of the roundabout, somewhat traditional looking, but that sort of British feel to it as well.
I think so, and just so clear. And in fact, if you go around many stations the world over, you will see that they frequently have wonderful clocks outside.
Mm. Well, was she a wealthy woman?
Not particularly. No, not particularly. It was, at the time...
Have you got the cost of how much the clock
time,
would have been?
It's £114 and some pence, which I've forgotten. But I think that's... you have to add some noughts now.
I guess you possibly would. Yeah. There's calculators online to say how much it would be.
£114, 15 shillings, to be exact.
Oh, goodness.
In April 1967. And there's most wonderful correspondence with British Railways Eastern Region, where they're terribly polite to each other. Proper old-fashioned letters. Dear Mrs. Hirsch, kind regards. May I once again thank you for your generosity. Yours sincerely. And everybody's being incredibly thoughtful and concerned that it's going to be something which will last forever, really.
So in the late 1960s, it was clearly welcomed by the then British Railways,
I guess.
Railways.
So what the family, and I think many, many locals and tourists and visitors to Cambridge would love to know, is what they've done with this clock.
That's the question. Now, I mentioned this to Matt, our afternoon presenter here, and he said, I guess it probably got hit one time too many. And
well,
that's, the driving clearly hasn't improved over the years around Cambridge Station. And you can imagine, people, they seem to lose all sense of what to do with a roundabout as soon as they approach the station, quite frankly. But you can imagine that being a problem.
Absolutely. I mean, in about 2010, I'm not 100% sure, it was actually driven into, so they had to replace it. So we really would love a third new clock replaced. And I've tried hard to correspond with Brookgate.
I'm so
sure
they're the developers, aren't
they're the developers.
In the area.
And I did, in about a year ago, get an email back from the finance director saying they had hoped to incorporate a new clock in the refurbishment on the mill building, which I think is the old...
It's a setback, isn't it?
The Spillers Flowers building, which burnt a bit and they've sort of...
But the question is, what happened two, well, I guess two clocks are we looking
two
for?
Clocks.
Your grandmother's clock and then a later replacement.
I think the original must have been buried somewhere by now, but certainly the later replacement. And the problem is it's impossible to find out, and I hope your listeners could help, please, who's responsible, because what used to be called Greater Abellio, is that how it was pronounced?
I think it's very confusing.
Greater Anglia, anyway. It's
a Dutch
station.
Company which doesn't even use the Abellio name in the Netherlands,
right.
Which is always confusing.
OK, well, the Cambridge station operator, anyway, Greater Anglia.
It's Greater Anglia, isn't it,
They seem to think it's the area of Brookgate, the property developers, and then the council have also been mentioned.
But I suppose, you know, the question is what happened to it when it was taken down, and that one would assume would have been
the
responsibility within the rope. Somebody would have gotten up a ladder and removed the thing.
Yeah.
And, I don't know, put it into storage, presumably, somewhere.
Hopefully it's in storage, in which case it can come out. But if not, maybe it could just be replaced by another. And this is actually a really brilliant time to do it, because the second half of the station square hasn't been finished yet. So if they need to put in cabling or electricity supply, please, please, please do it before you pave it all over.
So presumably the old clock was powered by some electricity cable hidden up the roundabout, presumably.
I'm ignorant, but
okay.
I assume so.
Something like that.
Now is the time for them to put it in. Not only the family, but I think everybody would be very grateful.
I'm sure they would. As I say, any clock would be nice. And it would be nice if the previous clock, if it wasn't of a condition that could allow it to be replaced, that they at least have a nod to the past and commission a clock that looks pretty much the same.
And there's very little original to look at now. There's the front of the station building, but if you've got your back to Cambridge Station, Wilton Terrace has sadly just been knocked for six.
Yes, of course.
And there's an 8 or 9 storey building going up there. And pretty well nothing else looks like the inviting entrance to the special town that is Cambridge.
It's interesting. I don't know if you get to travel down to London too often, but if you think about the work which has been done on St Pancras Station, and I think that was the subject of a documentary a few years ago, of taking an old dilapidated building and making it look look spick and span, which kind of proves
It can be done.
And, we shall see what happens to Station Square, or maybe a Taxi Square, as one might occasionally call it. I do hope that your search is successful.
Well, it would be lovely if some listeners, or maybe people know the right influential people to talk to at Brookgate or at Greater Anglia,
whoever it might be, or maybe who was the person who was running the station some 10 years ago when the clock was
replaced.
Was replaced. That person, there has to be somebody who was maybe working at the station and would be remember the day when it was taken down.
Other things go missing. I think the Red Lion's gone missing in the town centre, but somebody told me recently that it's actually reappeared.
I think people know where it is. I seem to remember it was destined for one of the universities. There's a surprise, or something. Mm. It's certainly people. It's been kept well and looked after. And let's hope that the clock is the same with that as well.
Let's hope so.
Okay, well, look, best of luck with the search. Do let us know if you're successful.
I
hope it works out.
Well, it would be good to know who's listening, who can make some wonderful thing happen here.
Usual rules apply. Now to get in touch with us, the details at cambridge105.co.uk. It's Caroline Lloyd Evans, who's the granddaughter who gave that clock to the station, granddaughter of Olga Hirsch, who gave the clock to the station back in 1967. Thanks very much again.
Great pleasure.
19 minutes away from six.